always serving a fresh cup of daily inspiration, Deanna Hobbs.
Today's inspiration is to assure you that God is putting His hand on it. Things happen when God shows up and He touches a situation, whether you need healing, breakthrough, restoration, increase, whatever the situation. When God intervenes, circumstances shift in your favor. So don't be weary. Don't be discouraged if things aren't looking so great. God is stretching forth His mighty hand and He is turning this thing around just for you. Welcome to this, your Monday, August 27th, 2018 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that distributes free resources worldwide to help you grow in your faith and become everything God has destined you to be. I bring you warm greetings live from Empowering Everyday Women Ministry Studios right here in the city of Buffalo, New York, currently 73 degrees. In the Queen City, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I pray you had an awesome, awesome weekend. Mine was filled with college orientation. Our oldest daughter starts her freshman year today, and it has been busy, 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 but we are grateful to God for His blessings, for His favor, and I love spending time with you and refreshing you through the Word of God. Every single podcast you hear is available for you as a free resource. Stream and download. Download it on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.com, yourdailycupofinspiration.com, player.fm, on my YouTube channel under my name, Deanna Hobbs, D-I-A-N-N-A-H-O-B-B-S. Click that red subscribe button, turn on those notifications, and every time a podcast is uploaded, you'll be among the first to know. Follow on social media, Twitter at Team Deanna Hobbs, Facebook at Deanna.Hobbs, and Instagram at I Am Deanna Hobbs. It's time to get into today's word, but first a prayer. God, we love you. Thank you for waking us up this morning and affording us the opportunity to sit at your feet and to be fed from your word. I appreciate you for sending this individual to press play, word my mouth, speak a word in season just for them. We thank you that it will be specifically tailored to their needs. In Jesus' name, amen. Daily Cup family, the other day, our oldest son, Kadar, who is 14 years old, came into the house with blood running down his left leg. I mean, there was blood everywhere. It looked disgusting. I expected him to be hollering and crying, and he was so calm. I said, "What in the world happened to your knee?" He told me he was running and playing outside, lost his footing and fell, and got a pretty good scrape on his knee right down to the white meat. Ouch, ouch, ouch. So he just came in and collected the stuff that he needed from the first aid kit to doctor on himself. I remember when Kadar was so little, the smallest thing would send him crying to mommy. He wanted me to kiss the boo-boo to make it all better. And I'm realizing that as he grows, he doesn't really need me in the same capacity. He cleaned all that blood up and did his own first aid on his knee, and he was good as new. It's healing properly, and he never ever did make a fuss about it. I thought, wow, he is really growing up. But in our spiritual lives, it doesn't matter what our chronological age is. We always need Abba Father, Daddy God, to intervene when we get hurt, when we are struggling, when we are wrestling internally, or even dealing with a physical ailment. We always run to the Father. It's not like we outgrow our need for God. We need Him to put His hand on our situation and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. On Friday, the Lord put it on my heart to discuss this very thing, and I shared about it on your Daily Cup of Inspiration blog, and I'll share about it here. There was a widow in a town called Nain in Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 16. Jesus was with His disciples, and this huge crowd was walking with Him too. He approached the gate of the town, and as He prepared to enter, He saw a dead person being carried out. Now, I want to note something about God, and that's who Jesus is. He's God wrapped in flesh. He is strategic. So it was not by happenstance that He walked in on a funeral processional. God is strategic. He does all things well. There is a purpose. Whenever He enters a situation, He has intentions to do something awesome. And somebody listening to me today, God is entering that situation where things don't look good, and He's he's about to shift your circumstances, he's going to put his hand on that thing. So the writer Luke tells us that this deceased young man was the only son of his mother. She was also, sadly, a widow. So after her son's burial, she was going to be all by herself. And when Jesus laid eyes on her and this huge funeral procession where folks were no doubt crying and mourning, the Bible says he had compassion. His heart went out to her and he said to her, "Don't cry." Now, in a situation like this, she had every reason to cry, every reason to mourn and to weep and to be down in the dumps. But Jesus was about to do something. The Bible says that after that, Jesus walked up and touched the bier. He put his hand on the movable frame that this corpse was being carried on. And right when Jesus put his hand on the bier, these pallbearers stopped in their tracks. And Jesus spoke to the dead person and said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." And just like that, this boy was resurrected and started talking. Jesus gave him back to his mother. Things started to shift the moment that Jesus put his hand on that bier. The crowd, the Bible says, was filled with awe and they praised God, and what Christ did was noised abroad. This was the first of three resurrections that Jesus performed in the New Testament. Isn't it amazing to see how Jesus had mercy on this widow, put his hands on the situation and restored what was lost? You know what's interesting, as I was reading about this, Nain, the name of her town, means green pastures or lovely. Now, it's obvious that before Jesus showed up on the scene, there was nothing lovely about her circumstances, and her life's pastures were not green. Instead of green pastures, which make us think about things flourishing and prospering and growing, this poor woman had to deal with death and loss repeatedly. Her happiness was gone. She was in a dark place, but God was not finished with her yet. He intervened and did for her what she could not do for herself. He put his hand on it and restored what was lost. So as you're listening right now, there's good news for you, my friend. God did not stop restoring in Bible days. That same restoration power is working for you at this moment. God is putting his hand on the situation, doing what you cannot do. Some stuff has you baffled and upset and frustrated. Somebody listening is going through a season of discontentment and you are agitated, you're irritated, you're ready to move on from this situation. You want God to change it. You want things to regulate. You want to return back to your former state of joy, your former state of peace, your former state of prosperity, your former state of increase, your former state of opportunity. Someone has had some doors closed in your face, some relationships that have crumbled, some financial stability that you've lost. Don't be agitated and don't be worried. Instead, as Jesus said to the widow, don't cry, don't mourn, don't have your head hung down, don't be anxious, don't get negative in your thinking. Dry your tears and rejoice instead. Lift up your head. Know that God is in control. He's making all things new. He's working things out for your good. He's doing what you cannot do. He's putting his hand on the situation. He is touching that symbolic bier in your life, and that simply represents the dead things that you need to be brought back to life. He's speaking new life into your circumstances and flexing his power in the places where it looks hopeless. He's resurrecting you. He's making you whole. He's commanding a blessing over your life. You're not strong enough to handle the force of this opposition, but our great God, who is above all, is doing what no other power can do. And to remind you of the impact he has when he gets involved in a situation, I'm stirring Exodus 15:6 in the Good News Translation right into your cup of inspiration, which says, "Your right hand, Lord, is awesome in power. It breaks the enemy in pieces." As you drink down the contents of your cup, know this: what the enemy thought would break you in pieces will not. Instead, the mighty hand of the Lord will break the enemy in pieces. His diabolical plan will fail. God has already secured victory on your behalf. God has already stretched forth his hand. God has already declared things over your life. And God has already confirmed for you that every word that he has ever spoken is true and it shall come to pass. Rejoice right now that God's hand is involved and it is all working out in your favor. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. They have been going through some things that are too difficult to handle. In their own strength, they can't make it. But we know that you are more than able. So we lean on you today. I decree that your resurrection power is resurrecting the dead things in their life and doing a new thing. We praise you for deliverance in advance. It is done by faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we help fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to www.deannahobbs.com.